Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Umm Atiyah, may Allah be pleased with her, she has a number of hadiths related to women and women only. For example, she's the one who narrated the hadith about seeing the brownish and yellowish discharge after purity when the menses is over. And she's the one who narrated the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ instructing the women and those who are in their menses and the virgins in their seclusion to go out for Eid prayer. And a number of different hadiths related to these topics, which meant that she had more knowledge than other women when it came to issues related to women. Now she says, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to us when we were bathing his daughter. And his daughter was Zainab, the wife of Abu al-As. When she died, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam visited them as they were washing his daughter. And he told us, wash her with water and with leaves of the lot tree, 3 or 5 times or more than that if you think fit. And put camphor or some of the camphor in the last washing. Then inform me when you have finished. So when we had finished, we informed him and he gave his own izar, which is the garment that is worn from the waist down. And he said, put it next to her body. In another narration, or 7, so 3, 5, or 7, he said, begin with her right side and with the places of wudu. Atiyah said, and we plaited her hair into 3 braids. In this hadith, we learn how to wash a dead person. And washing a dead person is not rocket science. It is not something that is so difficult, because simply washing him or her is sufficient. It does the job. However, can a man or men wash a woman? Can men wash a woman? No. One man is only entitled to wash one woman, and that is his wife. And can women wash men or a man? No. Only the wife or wives can wash their husband. However, if hypothetically a man dies in the desert or in a village and only women are present, can they wash him? The answer is no. They offer tayammum and they bury him. And the opposite is also true. If a woman dies among her mahrams, brothers, father, sons, can they wash her? The answer is no, completely. Only a man can wash his wife, and a wife or wives can wash their husband, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated this in authentic hadith. He once entered the house and Aisha said, oh my head, I have this severe headache. And the Prophet said, no, it is my head, as if he is feeling pain because of her pain. And this is the great form of showing love. When you enter the house and your wife says, oh, I have this strong pain in my head. Some husbands say, you deserve this because yesterday you gave me a bad time. Others would say, you have a headache, go and take aspirin, go take Panadol. This is not the right way of showing your love. When your wife says, I have a strong headache, you say, your headache is my headache. Now I'm feeling the pain for you. Show her some affection. So the Prophet said, it's my headache. I am the one who has a headache. What would happen, O Aisha, if you die? The Prophet is teasing her now. What would happen if you die and I wash you and shroud you and pray funeral prayer and I bury you? What would happen? What's wrong in that? So this means that it is possible. What did Aisha say? Aisha said, no, that would not happen, Prophet of Allah, because if you do this, you will immediately go to the other wives of yours. Even after her death, she's still jealous. So she doesn't want this to happen. And in the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, after the death of the Prophet, she said, if it were for me, no one would have washed the Prophet ﷺ except me and his wives. So this clearly indicates that it is permissible for a man to wash his wife, and it's permissible for a woman to wash her husband. Asma bint Umays, one of the great companions, she washed her husband. Who was her husband? Asma bint Umays. She was one of the greatest companions of the Prophet. First, she was married to Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Who is Ja'far? The brother of Ali, huh? And the cousin of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. After he was martyred in the Battle of Mu'tah, she married Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And she had from him a son. And after Abu Bakr died, she washed him. And this is why I brought her name, because she's the one who washed Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr said to her, you wash me after I die. Don't let other men come in. You only wash me. And after he died, she married Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now she had a son from Ja'far, and she had a son from Abu Bakr. And while she was with Ali, her latest husband, her two sons fought together. The son of Ja'far says, my father is better than your father. And the son of Abu Bakr says, no, my father is better than your father. And they, you know, brothers, siblings, but from the mother. They started to fight. So Ali was there and he said, you be the judge between them and tell them whose father is best. So she said to the son of Ja'far, your father is the best of the youth, because he died young. And she said to the son of Abu Bakr, your father is the best of the elders, because he was in his 60s or so. Now Ali is the third husband, and he said, Asma, what did you leave for me? If he's the best of the youth and he's the best of the elders, what's left for me? So with all the diplomacy in the world, she said to him, Ali, three, Ja'far, Abu Bakr, and you, three, you are considered to be the worst of them. Wallahi, this is an achievement. If these are the three and you're the third and you're the worst of them, this is an achievement. Ali smiled and he appreciated that, and he said to her, by Allah, if you had said anything else, I would have hated you and resented you. Because then you would be lying. If you said, no, I did not mean this, not Ja'far is better than you, or Abu Bakr is better than you. If you said anything, I would have hated you and resented you, but you've said the truth. She washed Abu Bakr. Now, we have schools of thought that claim once a woman is widowed, she is a complete stranger to her husband. Once a man dies, these are some of the schools of thought, without naming them. They say that the minute the man dies, the wife becomes a stranger. Why? They say because the marriage contract has been nullified. Khalas, it's over. He's dead. He's not a husband anymore. And hence they say she cannot see him, she cannot give him the last look, she cannot wash him. And of course, by the evidences I've just brought forward to you, we know that this is completely wrong. Even if he dies, she's still his wife, and that is why she has to stay 4 months and 10 days. Only in one condition that this becomes true, which is very, very, very hypothetical, but it can happen. And that is, if a man is on his dying bed and his wife is in labor, she's pregnant, and she's about to deliver. If he dies at 1 o'clock and she gives birth at 1:15, can she wash him? The answer is no. Why, Sheikh? She's her wife. It's very simple. After a pregnant woman delivers, the iddah is over. Her waiting period is over. Whether it was 4 months and 10 days, For a pregnant woman, it's not 4 months and 10 days. The waiting period for a pregnant woman is when she delivers. So if a man dies in the first of Muharram, and his wife is pregnant in her second month, she has to wait 7 months before her iddah is over. Meaning that she doesn't leave the house, she doesn't wear perfume, she doesn't put makeup, she doesn't show any sign of happiness. Once she gives birth, then she's entitled to get married and she's out of her iddah. This is the longer period. But if he dies and she's in her ninth month of pregnancy and she delivers the following day, she has only 1 day of iddah and she can marry the same day. Why? Because khalas, she is not related anymore. And the issue of iddah is very important in Islam. Inshallah, if Allah grants us life, we will be able to discuss these in detail. So, a man can wash his wife, a wife can wash her husband, unless in hypothetical situation, she's pregnant and she delivers, then she becomes a stranger to him. Umm Atiyah is telling us that the Prophet came. Did the Prophet come and witness the washing? Definitely not, because a man cannot attend any woman's washing, even if she was his mother or his daughter or his sister. But he came and he requested them and he told them what to do in regards of washing. So, washing a man or a woman, is it rocket science? No. If you have a shower and you just simply do this and wash them 3 times or 5 times, this is enough. This does the job. You've washed them or not, it's like, you remember ghusl? We said that there is ghusl according to the sunnah, and there is ghusl which is not according to the sunnah, but it does the job. So if I go in a swimming pool, a big swimming pool, or if I go in a lake or in the sea, and I dip myself with the intention of ghusl, and I make madmada, I turn the water in my mouth, and I inhale water and blow it in my nose, khalas. I have wudu and I have also ghusl if it's from sexual impurity. Likewise, washing the dead. However, if you go to the books of fiqh, whether the fiqh of Abu Hanifa, Malik, Shafi'i, or Ahmed ibn Hanbal, you will find extensive details. And these details, like 90% of them, are not from the sunnah. Where are they from? They are from the ijtihad, from practice. And some of them may have some logic, some may not have any logic. We, inshallah, will get to know this when we meet next time. Until then, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.